The Jaguars have landed at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta and are ready for their final preseason game tomorrow night against the Falcons. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Loggeman. We're now on Peachtree Avenue, one of the bustling areas of downtown Atlanta. Tomorrow night, just a few blocks away over in the Dome, a couple of new Jaguars will make their debut. Well, how long they are Jaguars remains to be seen.
Yeah, you don't know, and obviously the name that's going to grab all the attention is Ricky Stanzi, the quarterback from Kansas City, third-year player. What's interesting about him is that he comes from a team the Jaguars happen to play on opening week, the Kansas City Chiefs. And if anybody knows more about the Kansas City Chiefs offense, it would be a quarterback. Now, Kyle Knox, a linebacker, was released by Seattle. He's got some pass rush ability to play special teams, which they vastly need. And also the last one is Will Blackman. Want to make sure I get that right. Corner that was released by also Seattle. The nice thing about him is that he's got punt return ability, and we know the first 4 weeks of the season, Ace Sanders is going to have to be a starting wide receiver, so that may take the pressure off of Ace having to do double duty.
Well, there were two Blackmans on the plane. They just signed Will Blackman as they were getting ready to leave Jacksonville and come up here. The other is Justin Blackman, and this will be our last look at him for the first month of the season because of the suspension. What do you expect from him, and what will the next month be like for him?
I think he's going to play a little bit more than maybe some of the other starters, much like he did in last week's game. The nice thing about Justin is that with the suspension that he has, he's still able to go to meetings, go to workouts inside the building. The only thing he's not allowed to do is to go out to the practice field. So that's going to benefit him, because otherwise he would be completely removed from the team for 4 weeks, and that would not be a good thing.
Well, and that was the way it used to be, and I don't think that benefited the players, especially some of these young guys who, given the time to themselves, it could lead to more problems.
Well, the league changed that rule because they wanted to make sure that the players had a support system when it was dealing with alcohol and drugs. Now, the performance-enhancing drugs, you would be out of the building for 4 weeks and wouldn't be able to come in.
Final preseason game. It's the one no one really wants to watch. We don't really want to broadcast it, to be honest with you, but we will. Talk a little bit about what you expect from this team tomorrow night.
Well, I think some of the starters will play for the Jaguars as opposed to the Falcons because they're viewed as a contender, which they are. So we'll see the Jaguar starters for maybe one, maybe two series. I don't think anything more than that. Some select guys probably will not play at all, but this is a key game. It's a key game because they have to find the core for special teams. That's a big thing for this football team. And they're going to be able to get a look at the three players that they just acquired. I don't think Ricky Stanzi is going to play because obviously he doesn't know the system. But certainly Blackman and Knox will be able to play and contribute on special teams. They'll get a look at them.
First round of cuts already gone. The next one to the 53 comes Saturday. We've seen a bunch of players already added. Do you suppose that's the theme for the next couple of weeks?
Well, that's three, and we didn't really expect a lot to happen this week, but I think that there will be even more once other teams get down to 53. This roster, the bottom of the roster, is going to continue to get tweaked throughout the early part of the season. And interesting, you've got to consider the waiver system. The Jaguars sit number two in the pecking order, and only players that are going into their fourth year or less are subject to the waiver system, so the Jaguars would be acquiring bottom roster players and young players that have a chance to develop.
All right, Logs, we'll see you tomorrow night in the Dome. And we'll see you in week two with more On the Road of the Jaguars in Oakland.